Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Eugene Kaspersky is complaining that Microsoft is doing anti-competitive things and making it much more difficult for their security packages to coexist on Windows 10. Basically, what's happening is that as Microsoft pushes out new versions, they're not giving the independent software vendors enough time to supposedly create new or create compatible versions with their latest updates. And as a result, their stuff's deemed not compatible and then gets disabled. And then Microsoft enables Windows Defender in its place, rinse and repeat. And there's several situations where that happens. And there's a link in the show notes. You can go read all. What's said, and there's probably some valid points there, but I'm going to take a contrarian view on this whole thing and say there's a lot of things you can do security-wise, and if you're relying on antivirus alone to do it, whether it's the Windows Defender that's built into Windows 10 and was available for Windows 7 separately, or some other vendor, you need to do some more stuff. And I know Kaspersky is doing other things besides antivirus. And I know that, I know there's lots of vendors that do it, and Checkpoint has antivirus that runs on Windows machines, both enterprise style and through Zone Alarm as a consumer. But the reality is that antivirus as a standalone technology I don't know if you're just looking strictly at antivirus, there's not a ton of difference between the different things. Yes, and it comes down to signatures and how quickly they're updated and so on. So there might be some slightly better heuristics on one over the other. But to me, antivirus is very basic technology, and it's stuff that, it's like kind of the competition there just doesn't, first of all, on the consumer side, it's basically given away at this point. I don't know that other than getting scammed into buying antivirus, Windows 10 comes with it, and the consumers don't pay a whole lot for it. Now, there's other things that are in those packages that consumers pay for sure, but basic antivirus should not be one of those things. It's a fairly standard technology at this point. It's almost, it's like the other improvements that Microsoft has made to security of Windows, right? It's kind of basic stuff that should be built into the operating system. And I'm starting to think that basic antivirus, while not enough on its own, it's one of those things that should just be built into the operating system by now. And is it going to be perfect? Does Microsoft catch everything? No, it doesn't. I think it errs more on the side of, a false negative, right? Rather than than false positive. So the catch rate's a little bit lower than it is on some of them. But those are things that, of course, can be tuned, and you could always make it worse, or do false positives or whatever. But the reality is that if a vendor is really only making money in antivirus, they really should be getting they should really be moving up the stack at this point, because antivirus has its place. I'm not going to, there's the old articles that antivirus is dead and such. It has its place. It's kind of a crap filter. You got to do a whole lot more. And, there's obviously, Kaspersky has other things that they do, and Checkpoint has other things that they do that are above and beyond what, straight antivirus does. So maybe Kaspersky should take a hint, and that maybe at this point that, having an antivirus engine, having that as part of it, maybe we should, leave that to the operating system. Especially since Microsoft has built it in. Now, hopefully these other things that Microsoft is doing won't impact the other security functions. But if you're talking about straight antivirus, to me, it just seems like that should be left to, that should be left to the operating system. It's basic functionality as far as I'm concerned. And maybe I'm wrong. I'd love to hear people tell me how wrong I am on these things and tell me why. But it just seems like basic things that should be, if it's a basic function, it should just be in the operating system. I don't know how much more you're going to, how much more differentiation you're going to get out of the different antivirus engines. There's other things that these products can do that are above antivirus, and they should do those things. But, for basic, basic AV, there's, Microsoft's solution, is all right. I mean, it's not, again, it's not, you know, it might be, you might get slightly better in some other stuff, but you're going to get more value, I think, out of things higher, you know, things that are not antivirus, whether they're from Microsoft or some other vendor.
Thanks for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.